Next patient is Pauline Barber. The last name is B like in Beta, A, R like in Roger, B like in Beta, E like in Echo, R like in Roger, Barber. Pauline, P-A-U-L-I-N-E. 82-year-old, white female, following the practice because of CKD stage 3B. The patient has risk factors, arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and hyperuricemia. And she has rheumatoid arthritis. This could cause nephrosclerosis. Period. The most recent laboratory workup that was done on November the 30th of 2023. The patient had a creatinine of 1.4, an estimated EFR of 35, normal serum electrolytes, potassium of 4.1, sodium of 140. Period. Number two, the patient has anemia. In the recent CBC, the hemoglobin is 12.2 grams per cent. Following number, the patient has a history of gout and deposition of the uric acid with severe arthritis on top of the rheumatoid arthritis. The patient was placed on Uloric. However, the patient hasn't been taken lately because her original pharmacy, Winn-Dixie, closed down and she never refilled the prescription. I am sending the prescription to CVS in Sebring, 40 milligrams, and she's supposed to take one every other day. Following number, rheumatoid arthritis that is followed by Dr. A. Torres. Following number, pain syndrome, but that is managed by the pain manager. Following number, B12 deficiency and supplementation. Following number, the patient has a systolic murmur that is 3 over 6, that is followed by Dr. Torres. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, the patient has significant gastroesophageal reflux disease that is treated with PPIs. We attempted the use of famotidine by the patient had a relapse of the reflux, so she's back on pantoprazole. Period. At times, she says that she gets nauseated and tries to throw up. She doesn't have an appetite as she used to have. As a matter of fact, she has been losing weight. She went down from 183 to 185. We're gonna reevaluate the case in the 4 months with laboratory workup and paragraph. We spent 13 minutes reviewing the lab and the imaging. In the face-to-face, 20 minutes. In the documentation, 9 minutes.